This is podcast number 158 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I'd like to introduce you to two new resources. In the last podcast, I shared some quotes and thoughts on the importance of the Bible in our lives, especially as it relates to our freedom, which is one of this month's topics. Today, I want to introduce a couple of projects I've been working on with the intention of helping you help your children love the Bible. When I first started Libraries of Hope, the very first project we did was the Story Bible. If a home library could contain only one book, for so many reasons, in my opinion, the Bible would be that one book. In fact, in America's early days, the Bible was the only book many homes possessed, and from that one book, children were taught to read. And when I look at the kinds of books many of those children were reading back then, they were heads above our children, even with all our fancy reading programs and our books galore. But I know reading it can be a challenge. Genesis, with its familiar stories, is not too hard, but when you start getting to all the laws and statutes and begats, the reading gets a bit bogged down. And then, because it is comprised of a number of books, it's difficult to follow the storyline. So the idea of a story Bible was born, containing just key stories from the Old and New Testaments, arranged chronologically as much as possible, with the intention of not replacing the Bible, but using it as a gateway to it. We've heard from so many people how this book has blessed their lives, and that makes me happy. But recently I felt to take it a step further and create a separate book that contains just the stories of Jesus from the New Testament, which I'm happy to tell you today is ready for your use. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. The stories are all preserved in the language of the King James Version of the Bible. I didn't add a single word. There's something about the beautiful music of the language of that Bible that communicates a reverence and, I would say, even lights a little lamp in the hearts of our children. It's designed to be read aloud, like poetry. Rather than chapters, you'll see that it's broken down into small story segments with a heading that allows your children to see exactly what it is they'll be reading about in that segment. It's perfect for beginning readers because the sections are very small and manageable. We used a large font with lots of white space on the pages so that it isn't as overwhelming as the tiny words in the regular text of the Bible. Like I said, the Bible has been used with great success to teach children to read. You'll notice that there are many small words that are repeated, and combine that with the familiarity of text that a child has perhaps listened to since infancy, reading often happens quite naturally when you use the Bible. You'll also notice that we have combined details of stories into one whole. For instance, if Luke provides a detail to a story that Matthew left out, the two pieces are brought together into the narrative. Yes, I realize that each of the gospel writers wrote to a different audience, and there is value in reading each of the gospels independently, but I feel that can come later. This first step is for getting at the story. One more thing that I added into this version is fine art. You will see that there are blank spaces reserved for the children to paste fine art images that I've provided. I am hoping that by not making the pictures part of the text, it will help to create a sense of anticipation of what pictures are going to go into that blank space, and by doing so, your children will take notice of the pictures more. I have provided a list of all the fine art at the back of the book that can be accessed in Wikimedia Commons, if you would like to pull up a larger image to study before your children cut out the smaller version to paste into their books. I don't have a picture for every story, but I hope that you'll find enough of them to keep moving through the book in anticipation of adding more pictures to the book. I know pictures of Jesus are a very personal thing. For me, I prefer older fine art because there is a reverence and a dignity to the portrayal of Jesus that I feel has gone missing in much of the recent art. In an effort to make him relatable, I think the depictions have become far too casual. One of the Ten Commandments is to have no graven image before him. One interpretation of that for me is that, in the end, It is the face that He paints within each heart of those who earnestly seek Him that is the most important one. I try hard to not interfere with that process. I look more for art with setting to visualize the times than those that will suggest to me directly the image of His face. That face I must seek directly and personally. There's a certain sacred art that stirs my soul more than others. Karl Bloch's work, for instance, and I included a number of his works in the book. In such cases, it feels that the artist has had that face painted in his heart. But like I said, it's an entirely personal matter. For these reasons, I have avoided cartoon caricatures of Jesus, and it's why I have included fine art rather than simple illustrations for use in this book. The text and the pictures are in two separate books, which you can purchase together or separately in our store. I also am providing a free PDF link if you prefer to print them out for yourselves. You'll find the link at the bottom of the Forgotten Classics page, which you can access from the blue block at the bottom of any page in the website. If you don't own a color printer, it may be more cost-effective to buy the picture book from us. And if you know of others who are ordering, if you combine your order, you can save on shipping costs. I hope this can feel like a child's own first book of Jesus, and that he will feel free to underline and illustrate and make it his very own. And above all, I hope that through this little book, your children will feel their hearts attaching to this friend of all friends. The second resource I want to tell you about is connected to a much bigger project I'm working on. First, I'll tell you about the specific resource, and then in telling you where to access it, I'll tell you about the bigger project. A few years ago, I picked up two volumes of a Bible story series at an estate sale around the corner from my house. They've been sitting on my shelves, but a few weeks ago, as I was looking for books for month six, I pulled them off to take a closer look, and I loved what I read. I learned there are actually 10 volumes in this series that was published in 1911 called The Young Folks Bible Library. They were written primarily by mothers, mothers with obviously well-educated hearts who brought the stories of the Bible to life in a way I've never experienced. I love studying the Old and New Testaments, but they brought the scenes and especially the personalities to life in a way I can't even describe. Previously disconnected pieces have come together, and so many gaps of my understanding have been filled, especially with the books of the prophets I rarely spend time with, like Hosea and Habakkuk and Haggai and Joel. Not only are the stories brought to life, their underlying meanings have touched me more deeply. While we may be shocked by a story like Jephthah, who made a rash vow and sacrificed his innocent, beautiful, and much-beloved daughter, what better way to drive home to the heart the binding nature of a vow, of a promise, a covenant? It used to be a man's word was his bond. Promises could not be broken, so they were never entered into lightly. Where is that taught today? And what about the tragic story of David and his beautiful, really beautiful son Absalom, with the long flowing hair that in the end was the death of him? In the midst of the ungrateful Absalom's attempt at overthrowing his father as king and seizing his kingdom, David was at the city gate praying for his son. "Spare his life," he told his captain. When word of the victory came to David that his kingdom had been saved, rather than celebrating, he grieved at the loss of his son. "Oh, Absalom, Absalom, would God I had died instead of thee, O Absalom, my son." Is that not the love of our Father in heaven? His love reaches out to us even when we are ungrateful or work against him. We see vividly in these Bible stories the danger of pride, the prosperity of righteousness, the cruelty of wickedness. Has any story ever been written that teaches forgiveness more powerfully than the story of Joseph? And what greater comfort can we give our children than the knowledge that with God, nothing is impossible? He can part the sea, bring forth water from a rock, and even fight our battles for us. I love the stories of the Bible, and this series, for most of us, will broaden that base of stories. I was so excited to share these books with you, but sadly I could only find two of the volumes digitized in Internet Archive. I searched and searched for other copies without luck. I found just a couple of volumes for sale, but finally I was able to acquire a set of all the books. I mentioned there was one other set out there in the Facebook group, which someone quickly purchased, and last time I looked, there isn't a set out there for any price. I hope in the future to reprint them, but I wanted to offer them for your study in connection with month 6. So I decided the one option open to me was to record them, which I am still diligently working on. I have finished two of the books and will continue posting the chapters each day until I'm finished, which brings me to where you can access them and leads me to introduce you to the bigger project. Several things have been acting on me. I've had a number of moms ask me if I'm going to create a sequel to the Forgotten Classics Library. I've found so many wonderful books since I created the first library that I try to post in the library, but I know there's a very real problem. Having thousands of books to choose from can be overwhelming. I've tried to direct you to some of them by sampling them in the podcasts, but that still hasn't satisfied the need, I feel. Also, printing and especially shipping hard copy books can get pretty pricey, so I'm reluctant to create another printed Forgotten Classics Library sequel. And I know how busy you all are. As a mom, you just don't have time to sit down and read aloud as much as I'm sure you would like to, especially if you have a broad range of kids. And many kids aren't motivated yet to dive in and read these books on their own. Still, I know the power of these stories, and I ask myself, how can I help you immerse your children's hearts in them? And how can I immerse your heart in them? Everything keeps pointing me to audios. I hired several recorders a couple of years ago with the intention of providing an audio library, but something just wasn't right about it, although I'm still in the process of linking their recordings for you. They did a wonderful job. That wasn't the problem. But this is where my heart has led me, at least for now. I have created a sister site to Well Educated Heart called mybelmond.com, which is a listening library for well-educated hearts. Belmond means beautiful world. I know that beautiful hearts build a beautiful world, and one of the best ways of building a rich, beautiful heart is through stories. I don't have anything fancy to offer you. I can't afford a professional studio or professional voices, but what I can offer you are my personally selected books and stories, just as I did with the Forgotten Classics Family Library, but this time delivered from my heart through my voice to your heart. I hope dads will find something to listen to on their way to work so they can be part of conversations at home in connection to what their kids are studying. I hope moms can listen while they chauffeur, cook, and fold the laundry to fill up their own hearts. In fact, I mostly have moms in mind as I create this listening library. I hope kids will find stories to open and engage their hearts. I hope these audios will enable moms to engage older kids, for instance, while they work with younger kids and vice versa. Beyond that, I want to offer anyone, anywhere, a place where they can come and fill their hearts with the stories of history, of great souls, of great literature, stories behind great works of art and music, imaginative stories, and stories from nature. It's going to take time to fill this audio library. Each month, I hope to add at least an hour a day of new listening opportunities. I'll work according to the rotation schedule, primarily to start filling the library, and you'll find complete books as well as short stories. I've picked up a number of books over the years that I've been dying to share with you that are out of print and unavailable. This will give me a place to share them with you. I've also been trying to figure out a way to share the wonderful illustrations found in these old books and have decided that this is where I will post them in a way that you can easily print them out and use them for notebooking. Belmond will hopefully also satisfy another problem I'm facing. My work is a labor of love, and you know that I give just about everything away for free. But my expenses are growing in connection with the work, and there are things I want to do that I can't because I don't have the funds to do it. So I am asking for your kind financial contributions to move this work forward. In the near future, Belmond will be password protected, and I will ask for a small monthly contribution to access it. But please know, I don't want to shut anyone out of it, and I know how tight finances can be. If you are unable to make the suggested contribution, just contact me and let me know what will work for you. So back to the project at hand. I'll be posting these wonderful stories from the Bible in mybelmond.com, but this site is still very much under construction, so if you don't mind the mess, I'll let you just come in and listen while I continue building. And at some point, I'll let you know when it will switch to being password protected. But for now, come on in and take a look. To find the stories, go to the main navigation page at mybelmond.com and select Holy Land. You will see links to the Young Folks Bible Library. By the way, you can just click and listen, or you can download them. And I should mention Belmond is spelled B-E-L-M-O-N-D-E. I have some family things to tend to for the next couple of weeks, so I have to put a pause on the podcast, but I hope I've given you plenty to listen to while I'm gone. By the way, Belmond is also the permanent home to the Story of Liberty audios I mentioned a couple of podcasts ago. If it's not linked there yet, it will be shortly. I hope these resources will bless your lives. I know I've thoroughly enjoyed creating them, and my life is richer for having done so. See you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.